Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. Freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about PR, content creation, getting your voice heard. This is probably, I am not going to lie now, it's probably the biggest hurdle that a lot of entrepreneurs face, because you're working so hard with sales, with crafting the perfect product, to spend hours or years even crafting the perfect product. And then when it comes down to getting it known, to making it known and to getting their name out there, they flop and they wasted so much time and they wonder why that happens. Now, it reminds me of when I started making electronic music back in the mid-2000s, 05 or something like that, and myself and a couple of other people were trying to make it in the industry, and our goal was to make the one best track, the one banger back then, they used to call them, or maybe they still do. And all we did was just try to make that one track perfect. But guess what happened? We didn't make it. And the reason why is because we were just focusing solely on the production side of the music, so the production of the product, right, to create the product, and not getting our name out there. So once we had a track made, we tried to send it out to a few people. Nobody knew who we were. Some people said, "Oh, that sounds great, nice, thanks, we'll let you know if we need it." Nobody has ever called us. And then we wondered why did that happen? Now, looking back, I know exactly why that happened. And that's why I was able to scale my business to where it is right now. And I am able right now to train people to get to that level much faster. So what you want to do is basically simple. You want to be able to tell your story. As a matter of fact, today's post is called Learn How to Tell Your Story and You Will 10X Your Income. All right. You got to be able to find different angles. We always talk about this with my coaching clients. If you sell any type of product, you can find at least 5 different angles that are going to bring people in. I'm going to use an example here. You can sell, let's say, for example, you're going to be selling masks. Here you go. I got here a COVID mask. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, I actually am holding a COVID-19 face mask right now. And if that's your job, let's say, you could have one angle that was, you know, like protecting older people and make an entire story about how your mask is, you know, like, it, you know, it's changing lives, it's impacting lives because it's you know, helping older people. And then you can have another story regarding another different topic that still applies to health, of course, but maybe not about older people, maybe younger people, or maybe people that work in the healthcare industry. Now, I'm using this as an example. It may not be the best example ever, but you get the point. For every product, there's going to be at least 5 different angles that you can use. And most importantly, you gotta find the right people that can get your message out there. So we're talking about influencers in any industry. So we're not talking about only, you know, influencers on Instagram here. I'm talking about influencers in any industry. Influencers can be reporters that write for business magazines, right? It could be people that work in the news. It could be people that work in any other industry, but they can get your, you know, bloggers, people that can push your message to the masses, to the people that consume content, right? When you do that, and you don't have to do that for 50 years to become known. Nowadays, with social media, with the internet, your message can get shared very, very fast. So in a matter of 90 days to 120 days, you're going to be able to have a name for yourself, all right? Of course, will you stop there? Not at all. You gotta keep on pushing every single day, every single week. You gotta put out more content out, reach out to more influencers, to more journalists and reporters. And that is how you build a brand, all right, guys? Do this consistently while you work on your product or your service. If you do this hand in hand, these two things, they'll go hand in hand. If you do that, all right, you're going to be able to reach more people, and then the people that are ready to buy from you, they might not necessarily have heard of you through the other outlets, through the magazines or the other features, but when you show them that you've been featured, you show them those magazine articles, that is called authority, okay? That's something that everybody needs, social proof and authority, right? Because if people have been talking about you, that is social proof. If magazines have, you know, have featured you, or if you've won any award, that is authority. And when you have those two, of course, you need to be good at sales, right? Then things will go your way much faster. You're going to get more deals. You're going to, you know, increase your confidence, and everything is going to be much better. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.